another edition of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. We got Coach Anthony Atkinson, a.k.a. I call him Lil Ant. With that being said, we already know what time it is. Before we start the show, you know the intro is on the way. Hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline, who got cut, who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete, some without even trying. You want a championship, you gotta grind. When them bright lights shine, and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why, who got fine? Prime time, got the game statistics. I could say, if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
As you can see, this show is sponsored by Church Street, Tappan Deli. Love local sports and never leave hungry. I mean, never ever leave hungry because the food is amazing. The food is good. I'm telling you, they got all types of food down there. They have the snacks at the bar. They have the good deli snack. The Cuban sandwich is amazing to me. They have amazing omelets, waffles. You already know what time it is. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts. So, Coach Ant, how you doing today, man?
Can't complain, man. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I don't know if you might have liked it on the promo a little bit. Look, you had a little smile on your face on the outside while I was up there showing. So I was like, you might be feeling it, you know. It ain't party boy style, but it's a little, it does enough, you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So before we get into the championships, and by the way, we all know, like, well, if you don't know, the viewers don't know, Wilson Prep has won the last three of the four state championships held under this man right here, Mr. Coach Ack. So before we get into that, and we get to all the coaching style, let's talk about the raw thoughts of you playing basketball yourself and how you found the love of it.
Well, I think it started when I was younger. My dad put the ball in my hand at a young age, probably about 3 or 4. And he was coaching at the time as well. And I was just around it. And being around it and seeing how he loved the game, how he studied the game, I just fell in love with it. And it was a passion that I had. And I was always competitive. And so I was always the smallest guy on the floor as well. But I never let that stop me from doing anything. I always had the biggest heart on the floor. So I just fell in love with the game in high school. I attended Bedingfield High School for a few years, and I went to Greenfield School. And there I won 2 state championships and a state runner-up. And from there, I got my first Division I scholarship to go to Campbell University. Stayed there for a couple of years. The coach that actually recruited me didn't stay. I had another coach come in, so I decided to transfer. And I went to Barton for my last 2 years of college, and we ended up having one of the greatest comebacks in NCAA history, and we won a national championship. After that, my journey led me to the Harlem Globetrotters. I played with them for 12 years, traveled to 90 countries and territories, met all these famous people, played in front of all these arenas, in front of all these fans. And so it was a great experience and one that I never, ever forget or regret. Then after that, you know, I just decided to come back home, be with my family, but I knew I wanted to coach. And I actually got interviewed by Wilson Prep and Mr. Darrell Woodard. And the rest is history. I've been here. This is my 5th year. So 5th year, 3 state titles, 3 out of the last 4 back-to-back. Looking for a 3-peat.
And with that being said, they still celebrate because the band is back there playing. Apparently, okay, they still happy about it. They wide open. But for you, and I want you like to give advice to like college, I mean, well, high school athletes, like you were saying, like as a recruiter, like how does it hit you differently when the recruiter of that school leaves and you have to like figure out what you're going to do? Like, how did that mentally hit you in that?
It's tough because he was the type of coach that liked big guards, and I wasn't so-called a big guard. I was under 6 foot, and it's not that he didn't like me as a person. He just had his own, you know, taste for players.
Right.
As a player, I can't knock that. He has his own style. And I understood the business of the game coming into college. My dad put me on game a long time ago. And so it was nothing personal. But it made me work harder because after my first year, he brought in a guard that I didn't even know about. He was 6'2". And I never forget, in that summer, I took it real personal. We were walking to the gym. I didn't even know the kid. And he was walking right beside me. And I was like, "What's up, man?" I thought he was like just a normal student. He was like, "Yeah, man, they just brought me in to be point guard here at Campbell." I said, "Oh, really?
Woo!
We're going to play pickup." And when I tell you, I tore him up, like, I messed him up. Like, it was so bad. I think the kid went home crying in the dorm that night. He thought I hated him. But it was just competition in me. He was coming for my spot, and I won't let him take it. But it just began to take a toll on me after a while because it was just so much of the big guard, little guard comparison. So I just decided to go somewhere where I like little guards, and I went and decided to go down to Division II, and the rest is history with Barton.
All right, so you go there, and now you decide outside of the championships, you have the miracle run at Barton. Mm-hmm. Like, take us through that.
It's crazy. Just crazy how it happened because when we first got there, we actually, my junior year, we won the regionals and we went to the Elite Eight and we lost to Winona State in the Elite Eight. And we were the only team to get them a close game. We actually forced them to overtime and they ended up beating us by eight, I think. So we went back home and that whole summer, all that was on my mind was getting back to Massachusetts. So we come into the season and they're ranked number one and we're ranked number two. And we start out and we're doing terrible, like the first half of the year. Like we drop out of the top 25 ranks and everything. And so then after that, you know, we just went on a crazy run. Like I think we won like 17 games straight. And we took it all the way into the conference tournament. We won that. And then we took it into the Division II, into the regionals. We ended up winning the regionals. And that year, I think we set a record for like 9 overtime games. I don't think nobody's ever had more. And we won every one of them. So we get to the regionals, we get to Elite Eight. We play Grand Valley State. I hit a shot from half court to put us into the semifinals. So now we're in the Final Four. We play Cal State San Bernardino. I hit the game-winning free throw to put us in the championship game against Winona State. So then we get to Winona State. I hit the last 10 points in the last 45 seconds to win us a national championship. So the whole week was crazy. I tell people all the time, the national championship was big because it was televised and it was more advertised. But the best two games were probably the Cal State San Bernardino and the Grand Valley State game. Just because they were like so big, like the team, the universities were so big and we were just a small town college. But we just had some dogs on our team, man. We just wanted it more than they did. And, you know, we went out and we made history for Barton and Barton put our little city of Wilson on the map, so to speak.
Wide awake Wilson. So before we get into the coaching part of it again, let's talk about the Harlem Globetrotters. Like tell me, because when I look at Harlem Globetrotters, they fill the stands, they fill up the seats. I know sometimes it come out as comedy, but it's still a skill to it. Like tell me, like, how is it like prepping for shows for the Harlem Globetrotters?
It was tough because, you know, I was coming in as a hooper. And, you know, with Harlem Globetrotters, it's more of entertainment. It was a big adjustment. So instead of me making a three and coming down and frowning at the crowd, I had to make a three and come down and smile. And that took a while for me to get used to. But I'm a student of the game. So I went back and I would study Curly Neal. I would study Metal Lock Lim. And I would study Geese Osby, all the Harlem Globetrotter greats. And I saw how they would interact with the crowd. And the more you interact with the crowd, you become a crowd favorite. So about going into my fourth or fifth year, I really bought into everything. And I just started being a crowd favorite. And I really related to, like, the small kids because I was so small. Like, there was some of those seven-foot giants. And just fell in love with it. I've always been an entertainer. I love to make people laugh, everything like that. So that wasn't a big adjustment for me. But just going in and just falling in love with the process, so to speak, it made it a big deal. So 12 years of that, man, meeting the Pope. Meeting Barack Obama.
Oh, man. Like
that, getting a kiss from Reese Witherspoon in Staples Center, playing the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, Wembley Stadium.
Oh, boy, don't tell your wife that. Don't tell your wife that now.
She was there, so everything good. She was there. It was a great overall experience. It really was.
Oh, man. So, like, you talked about Reese Witherspoon. You met the Pope. Like, how was that, like game-changing in that moment? Like he gave me, like, the moment. Like meeting the Pope and Barack Obama.
Well, the Pope is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the Pope. And, you know, it was crazy because when we were down there, he was really like, he has like the people that he prays for, you know what I mean? And they said after he makes his speech, he always goes to them and prays. Instead of going to them and praying, he came right to us and shook our hand and he asked us to pray for him. So I was like, man, you the Pope. I'm supposed to be asking you to pray for me. But it was a great experience, man. Like, but meeting Barack Obama, when I tell you this is the smoothest man alive, Barack was a cool cat, boy. I mean, he was so down to earth. And just to talk with him and
we actually played basketball with him. And so to play the game with him and to talk with him about sports and talk with him about life, that I think that was the best thing, because you had to see the human side of people. You see him on TV
so much.
But to see the natural human side of him, it made it that more special.
So, all right, so with that being said, and by the way, show sponsored by family partner member, Church Street Tapping Deli. Church Street Tapping Deli. Love local sports and never leave hungry. Again, plenty of amazing homegrown sandwiches. This family's out of New York, but I tell you what, they bring that Southern love. As they say in New York, a different hospitality in New York, but that's what it is. But I love them so much because they have so much amazing foods, amazing products. Bars always open and ready. Bar bites, bar menu, amazing subs. They have omelets, all the good stuff, man. Check them out. Use the promo code Raw Minds. Promo code Raw Minds. You get a 15% discount on all products. All right, so now you left playing the game. Now you have to open up a new side of your brain,
right,
to coach people who may not be you.
Right.
How does that work when it came to coaching? When was your first start becoming a coach?
Well, I actually have been coaching for about 10 years in AAU. I have my own AAU organization, Anthony Axon All-Stars. And in that organization, I actually coached Brandon Ingram, me and my father. We had him since the age of 10. And we coached until about the age of 16. Then he went on to play with Stackhouse Elite and Jerry Stackhouse and those guys. But having a chance to coach guys like that and just to coach kids in the summertime, I got a love for it. And I really wanted to come back and help my community because I felt like they needed that guidance and they needed that that coach that, you know, had experienced it and been through it. And so coming back to it and just doing it, it was always a passion. I knew I was going to be something because even as a point guard, I always say you're the coach on the floor anyway. Yeah, so as a point guard, I was a natural born leader and natural coach on the floor. So coach is natural to me. I've been in every scenario, every game type of situation that you could possibly be in. So that's why when people ask me, you know, how do you stay so calm during the game? I've lived it as a player. So doing it as a coach, you know, I can see how games are going to pan out sometimes. So yeah, it was just a new avenue I really wanted to do. And I'm all the way invested into it, man. I love changing lives of kids for the better. And I think that's why we do it. That's why we live. I went out, I lived my life. Now I'm coming back and giving back to the youth.
Oh, man. So we're going to, before we go into the other good stuff, man, I want to shout out another family partner, Essential Collections. Essential Collections by Monica Rich. Use the promo code RAWMIND. Promo code RAWMIND. Get a 15% discount. Visit her website. She has amazing homegrown products. She's a doctor herself who's made her own homegrown products from skincare conditioners to facial conditioner to cold bombs for kids to body wash, all types, even beards. You know, we got at, we might have hooked at go with some of the good stuff. Cause at got the beard and she got some amazing beard balm that I use. So I think it might work for you, you know, raw thoughts. But you know what, once you won your first state championship, right? Like, what energy or what was the mindset after the first?
After the first, I think it was a challenge because I lost 9 seniors.
Woo!
And they were studs, and people said I wouldn't get back there. Mm. And I wanted to show them that I could get back there. And I think every year there's always a challenge. Like, I just won back-to-back on my third one. But now I'm losing 6 seniors this year. And so now people are saying, what you going to do next year? And now the mindset is three-peat. I want to go back and three-peat. So it's always the added motivation. I think Michael Jordan said it best. He always finds something to motivate him when playing an opponent. And so as a coach, I find something to do every year to motivate me, whether it's haters or whether it's whatever it may be. I find something to motivate me every year. And I think that's what drives me every day as a person too.
Man. So you go to this, pretty much you're repeating right now. Mm-hmm. And when you're repeating, you know, after the first, you know, everybody has a bullet on your chest.
Right.
You know, you won 3 of the 4 championships.
Right.
My thing is now, like, you go back to this state championship this season against Covarrubias Community.
Right.
And it's a very tough game. And it's 0.6 seconds left. Before we get to the 0.6 seconds left, take me through the moments before Winter hits the big shot to take you guys What was your mindset all before that?
Like I said before, as a player and as a coach, I've been through every scenario. So watching the game unfold, I was fine because the game was close. Long as the game was in striking distance, I know how my guys are. They show up in clutch moments. So I told the reporter in the game, when the ball was in Les Minter's hands, regardless of what he does, he's one of the most clutch players I've ever coached, if not the clutches. So I'm confident. I know what's going to happen. Something's good going to happen. So at the end of the day, I think it was they had got fouled, and the guy went to the line and made a free throw. So they were up one. I think it was like 3.8 seconds left. So when we came to the timeout, you know, I drew up a play, and it was just a read. And I talked to my guys all year about reading offensively. So it was just a read. Mm. So we went out, and I saw what they were in, and I saw that the play would work. So I came back and did just a little tweak to it, and they ran it to perfection. And when I came back out, Corvian didn't change their defensive alignment at all. So I said, okay, we got them. And when Keontae caught the ball in the middle of the floor, I told him, I said, if you have a clear path, take the shot. Because Keontae is known for making half-court shots. He does it all the time in practice. He's done it in a couple of our playoff games and some games this year. But I told him if somebody steps up off of Les, which the guy bit on the back door cut that Les made, I said, pass it to Les, because he just made two straight threes and he was going. I said, pass it to him, and he's going to have an open shot. He's going to knock it down, and we're going to win the game. And they ran it to perfection, and the guy stepped up and cut Keontae off, and Les sold the back door and threw it to him. And he goes up, and he got fouled. And honest to God, when he got fouled, people were asking me, like, were you scared he was going to miss the free throws? I said, nah, this Les meant to go into the line. He got ice in his veins. I'm not worried about him making it. And he went up there and cashed all three of them all net. So,
man, so it's like a lot of read and react that you guys worked on. So in that play, like, they understand the concepts of read and react, like what the defense give you in the moment. Like, I don't know if folks understand that, students of the game, but read and react means you take what the defense give you, either That's the it. Shot or the pass. That's you know, it. So with that being said, man, another Raw Mind Sports family member, Siobhan, join the independent paparazzi. Visit her website. As a matter of fact, we're going to put a scan QR code up right now while I'm here. You know, Siobhan at Paparazzi is a business owner at Paparazzi. Visit her website. She has fun, fabulous, nickel and lead-free accessories to avoid allergic reaction. Interested in working with her or interested in purchasing product? Her availability is flexible. She'll come do a show for you. Trust me, this girl will make your life easy if you always are interested in Paparazzi products. All right. Coach, what are your last thoughts we get on the show? This is your time of the floor to say what you have to say.
Honestly, man, I'm just thankful to be just turned 40 this year, and in my short coaching career for high school, 5 years, to have experienced the thing I've already experienced, to get kids in college. Now we're going through the process of getting my seniors in college now. All the championships, regional, state, conference, all the accolades, coach of the year, everything. I'm just grateful, and I'm thankful to God because he's put me in a situation to where not only am I, you know, building my resume, but I'm helping kids and I'm giving back to my community. And when you can bring something back to my little old town of Wilson and it's something positive like that, it means the world. So thankful to everybody just for supporting the Party Boys. Thank the Party people, our great fans, our great parents. Thankful to everybody, man, because without them, it wouldn't be possible. Thankful to our school community, Mr. Dr. Woodard, Mr. Woodard, everybody, Pastor Parker, the board, my coaches, my great coaching staff, everybody, man. I'm just thankful. But just know Wilson Prep is here to stay. We're not going nowhere. Like, as long as I'm here, we're here to stay. You got to see us every year. And the championship runs through Wilson Prep. I hope people really understand that. Like, every year you got to come see us. And we're going to be back again next year going for a three-peat. Just want everybody to know that.
Party Boys, hands on your head. Why are we talking about that? Because I heard you say, like, get your kids in college. Like, tell some of the viewers that's already here before you get off, because I want to get that in. Like, you're not just a basketball coach. You're not just done right now. So you have to get kids into college, getting kids prepared for college. Like, what's the day-to-day routine for you, like, outside of just school and student academics, because of course that comes first, but you know, like helping kids and outside of that, even during football season.
I think the main thing is coaches, we got the email, call, email. Whether you get a response or not, it's your duty to get your kid's name out there. I think we do a good job on our social media platforms with our Wilson Prep Hoops page on Twitter and Instagram, and ourselves on our Facebook personally. We promote our kids. You have to promote your kids. You got to get film of them. You got to promote them. You got to put them out there, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And I think that's our duty and our job as coaches. So the main thing is, you know, just emailing college coaches. Like right now, I'm talking to 5 to 10 college coaches a day, just, you know, feeding them information, feeding them stats of our kids, feeding them the resumes, everything, telling them to come down for open workouts so they can come and see our kids, asking them what open workouts are for them so our kids can go down and visit the campuses and stuff like that. So it's a crazy time right now for high school kids anyway, because of the transfer portal. I think the first day they had over 500 kids in the transfer portal, and it's tough. But you still have to do your job as a high school coach of getting your kid's name out there. So that's pretty much all I do now. Like, I go home in a few minutes, email a couple of college coaches, see what's going on, text them, you know what I'm saying? Because I know right now some of them are in the NCAA tournament or whatnot, but, you know, some of them are not. So those are the ones you text. You just do your research. As a coach, you know, you ask your players to give their all as players. It's what I do to give out all as coaches, and that's what I do.
Whew, raw thoughts. With that being said, 3-time state champion Coach Anthony Atkinson has joined this show. He left his raw thoughts. He also gave you the real factual thoughts. And all I got to say is, get ready for more raw thoughts coming up. That being said, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out. Subscribe to all podcast platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You'll be able to see this interview if you miss majority of this interview. No worries, we got you covered. It's going to be on all podcast platforms. It's going to be on YouTube to rewind, and it's going to be on Facebook. With that being said, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.